The vote was 229 to 191, a surprising blow to House Democratic leaders who pushed hard for another extension of the Protect America Act, which is itself a revision of a 1978 law called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. In passing its version of intelligence surveillance legislation on Tuesday, the U.S. Senate, voting 68 to 29, included a provision President Bush and Republicans have been seeking. It would provide immunity from prosecution to telecommunications companies that gave the U.S. government information without a court warrant after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Congressional Democrats fought against that, citing pending lawsuits against the companies and asserting that the normal legal process should be allowed to run its course. After a series of procedural delaying tactics by Republicans Wednesday, the House finally got down to debating the Democrats' bill to extend the existing law past its February 16th expiration date, which would have been the second extension approved for it. House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers said lawmakers should not be stampeded into approving permanent legislation now, saying more time is required to examine documents, among other things. California Democrat Jane Harman responded to Republican assertions that by merely extending the law, Democrats would be placing Americans at risk by depriving the intelligence community of crucial anti-terrorist tools.
This debate is not, as some on the other side want to characterize it, about Democrats wanting to coddle terrorists. We emphatically do not. We want to capture or kill them. It is beyond cynical to suggest otherwise.
Congressman Lamar Smith was among Republicans making the allegation.
Another extension represents a failure by the House Democratic majority to protect the American people. The Senate understands this. The intelligence community needs a long-term bill to fix gaps in our intelligence laws, not a 21-day extension.
Earlier, President Bush challenged House Democrats to debate and approve the Senate-passed bill, saying the security of Americans is at stake. After a meeting with the president, House and Senate Republican leaders urged House Democrats to bring the Senate legislation to a vote. Mitch McConnell is Senate Minority Leader.
The president is fully aware that there's a bipartisan majority in the House for passing the Senate bill. But we know what we need to do, and now's the time to step up and do it in order to protect the American people.
Late Wednesday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer asserted to reporters that even if the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Law expires, Americans will not be in danger, and the intelligence community will be able to continue intercepting communications of suspected terrorists. Expressing disappointment with the vote, Hoyer does not expect Democrats will attempt another short-term extension, although he wouldn't rule this out, saying Democrats will use coming weeks to work on a bipartisan bill acceptable to President Bush.
In the event that the Protect America Act is not extended, we nevertheless intend to go use the next 21 days for the same purposes. That is to try to see if we can reach agreement between the House and the Senate on a bill that can enjoy broad support in the House and the Senate.
At the same time, Hoyer renewed allegations that Senate Republicans, in his words, had slow-walked or delayed progress of the legislation in that chamber to put the House in the position of having no alternative but to accept unacceptable provisions. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.